year should be a special schus for Avi Marin, Imi Maras, Yeshichli Rishmas, Maras Esther, Bas Rib Shmuel, Ulischus, Chayale Tzahal, who are presently involved in battles against our enemies. The Gemara in Kiddushin and Daf Hei Amud Beis says, Amar Shmuel b'kiddushin asan l'kesef shav kesef amal reid mekudeshes reid moreses etc. She's mekudeshes. If he says other lashanos harini ishech harini baalech harusayich, not mekudeshes, and so too by gerushin. So we see that if he says harid mekudeshes, he doesn't say harid mekudeshes li. She's mekudeshes, because it's as if we're mashlim what he says, as if he said harid mekudeshes li. So is this to say, says Abaye, Rav Papa to Abaye, that Shmuel holds Yadayim She'ena Mochichos, having Yadayim, if it's a Dibur that's not Shalim and it's not Muchach, Beferish, Midvarav, what he means to say, it's still considered Yadayim, in other words, we're mashlim his Lashon, what he doesn't say Beferish. But not Mormer Heya Reza Nazir. Is this really true? If a person says, didn't we learn in the Mishnah that if a person says a hey, he's a Nazir, I will be a hey, he's a Nazir. As if he said, I'll be a Nazir. And then we ask, maybe he means I'll be betainis, vehe betainis. So Shmuel said, that's provided that a Nazir is passing by. And he says a hey, in other words, I'm going to be like this Nazir. So the reason is that a Nazir is passing by, otherwise we're not mashlim. Maybe it means a hey betainis. So you see that according to Shmuel, Yadayim Shein and Mechichos aren't Yadayim. Says the Gemara, no. The case is not where it said Arei Mekudeshes, that she's Mekudeshes, but rather he said Arei Mekudeshes Li. He said Li. The Pnei Yehoshua, Divor Mask Lamer of Papa Labai asks, what's Rav Papa's question? The Mai Makshir of Papa Mikidushin and Nazirus. What's Rav Papa asking from Kiddushin to Nazirus? That by Nazirus you see Yadayim Shena Mechichos aren't Yadayim, and by Kiddushin they are Yadayim. What's the Kasha? Delma Dafka bin Nazirus Savar Shmuel Yadayim Shena Mechichos Lovi Yadayim. Maybe Dafka by Nazirus Shmuel holds that Yadayim Shena Mechichos aren't Yadayim. Kedama Rava Hasam Asbarali Ravidi Mishum Dechsiv Kiyafli. Because by Nazirus there's a din of Kiyafli, like we see in the Gemara. It has to be explicit. Aval b'kiddushin lolam havu yadayim. But by kiddushin, really it is yadayim. We have in Maseches Nedarim Adav Hamad Beis that since it says kiyafli, that means that you have to say it explicitly, and therefore lo havin yadayim. And we have a hekesh from Yadus Nazirus to Nazirus. It's like Nazirus has to be Bafla, Nazir Lahazir Lashem. But there it has to be Bahafla. So to the Yad has to be Bahafla. How can you learn from there to Kiddushin? In other words, the Pnei Yehoshua is asking that the reason we need Yadayim Mochichos by Nedarim and Nazirus is not because otherwise we don't have a din Yad, but rather there's an additional din in Nedarim and Nazirus that we require Hafla, and therefore you need Mochichos. So it's difficult. The Etzem din Yad we can learn from Nedarim, since it's a din in the Lashon that you can have, like we learn in the Gemara, that Nedarim you can have Yados. So too Kiddushin You can also have yados, so you can learn the etzem din yad from nedarim. And the din that needs hafla is a specific din in nedarim, and that we're not going to learn to kedushin. So that's the Panei Rishuva's kasha. Then why don't we learn that nedarim is different than kedushin? Nedarim, there's a specific din of hafla, but the etzem din yad, you can learn to kedushin, and therefore by kedushin you don't need yadayim mochichos. The Pnei Yeshua answers, no. It's still a good question in our Gemara by Rav Papa, because if Shmuel held yesh yad to kedushin, that would be because he learns from nedarim. So it's going to be no better than nedarim. Just like by nedarim you need yadayim mochichos, so too by kedushin. That's the question and answer of the Pnei of Yeshua. So l'chora it's a tzarech iyun, because we learned earlier 4b that the Gemara wanted to learn a kinyan kesef bisha b'kal v'chomer me'oma ivriya mayim riviya shena niknes b'biya niknes b'kesef zusha niknes b'biya ino din shtikana b'kesef. Vinama Ivriya is not Niknes Bibiya. She's Niknes Bekesef. Woman is Niknes Bibiya. Certainly she should be Niknes Bekesef. Now, Amma Ivriya, we require Bekinyan Kesef Shalashte Prutos in order that it should be really Giron Kesef. That she should be able to pay back one Pruta and buy herself back. Like Tosa Springs over there. Nevertheless, we want to learn from Amma Ivriya to Isha that she's Niknes Bekesef. Now, an Isha is enough with a Pruta. We don't need Bisha Shtei Prutos like Amma Ivriya. And that's because we only learn the Iker Din Kesef from Amma Ivriya, and therefore for that it's enough of Pruta. But the din that you need two Prutos is a specific din by Amma Ivriya of Giron Kesef. There you're not going to learn Isha. So if so, why don't we say Legabe the din of Yadayim? The din Yadayim you learn from the Dharm to Kedushin, and that's enough Yad She'ena Mochiach. And the din that we require yadayim mochichos is a din mesuyim in nedarim that you need hafla, and that you're not going to learn to kedushin. So what is the Pnei Yeshua telling us? No, you have to learn from nedarim straight away, that whatever it says by nedarim needs your mochichos, here also needs mochichos. No, just like by Amma Ivriya we can learn the general din of kesef from Amma Ivriya, even though the details you're not learning here also. Let's learn the general din of yad, and then the detail that specifically you need a yad mochiach by nedarim, you're not going to learn. But the general din of yad is you can learn, just like kesef you learn from amriviyah, even though in amriviyah it's two prutas, and in isha it's one pruta. So in order to explain the Pnei Yeshua, we've been going through the shiurim of Moreinu Rabbeinu Rabbi Abba Zatzal. So he explains as follows, that the svar of the Gemara earlier, that we learned that a woman is nicknamed bepruta from amriviyah, who's bought with two prutos, you can explain in two ways. You can explain that we learn from Amma Ivriya the Iker Kenyan Kesef without the additional din of Giron Kesef, which is Din Mesuyim Bama Ivriya, and Mamela, it's going to be good enough with a pruta, since Mitzad Iker Kenyan Kesef it's enough with a pruta. Or we can explain that the Afus from Amma Ivriya is Bamasan Shtei Prutas, that even though we don't learn from there that you need Dafka two prutos, since the second pruta is mitzad the specific din of Giron Kesef that isn't Shaykh Beisha. Nevertheless, you can learn that only state prutos are effective, because on Pachas Mishtei Prutos, we don't find by an Ebed Ivriya, by an Amma Ivriya, that it's effective. But after we learn from there, state prutos is effective for Kedushin. Memela, we know that even one prut is enough, since then in Kinyan Kesef, there's no chiluk between two prutas and one pruta. Those are the two ways of learning from Amma Ivriya. Either the Iker Kinyan Kesef, and Memela Prut is enough, or no. From Amma Ivriya you learn two Prutas. So too by Kedushin you need two Prutas. And then Memela, once you know you need two Prutas work for Kedushin, then one Prut is also going to work for Kedushin. So those are the two ways. So based on this, we can explain the Pnei Yeshua. In his Kashi, he explained like the first way, that we learn from Amma Ivriya the Iker Kinyan of Kesef, and Memela, woman, it's enough for the Pruta. So too, let's learn from Nedarim the Iker Din of Yad without the additional Din of Hafla, that's a specific Din in Nedarim. And memela yadayim shein amechichos are going to be effective by kiddushin, since mitzadik or din yad, it's enough if it's not mochiach. However, in the teret, the Pnei Yoshua was learning now, like the second parish, that be'emes meikar, we learn from Amivriya that it's enough to marry, they can marry a woman with two prutas. But rather, that we know that even a prut is effective, since there's no chilik when it comes to kinyan kesef with two with a woman, between two prutas and one pruta, and since that's the case, here yadayim shein mechichos aren't going to be effective, because from the Dharam we can learn to kedushin only that yadayim mechichos are effective. Because yadayim shein mechichos, we don't find in the Dharam that they're effective, and since the alfusa is only on yadayim mechichos, you can't say that since yadayim mechichos is effective, memela yadayim shein mechichos are also effective. That it's pashat that you can be mechalek between mechichos and ein mechichos, and bevadai mechichos are preferable, and we can say that only mechichos are effective, and ein mechichos are not effective. So when it comes to kedushin, what's the alfusa? That ame evriya is two prutas, so kedushin is also two prutas. Oh, kedushin is two prutas. What's the chiluk between two prutas and one pruta? By kedushin, ein achinami, there is none. And memela, one pruta is also going to work. But here, you're learning from the darim, yadayim mochichos. And then you're going to say, okay, once you're learning mochichos, learn ein mochichos. There's no chiluk. Ma pitom, there's a big chiluk between mochichos and ein mochichos. And that's the Pnei Yoshua's teretz, that once we learn from the darim, and there only yadayim mochichos are effective, we don't have a makor that by kedushin it's going to be better than nedarim, and even yadayim she'enam mochichos are going to be effective. However, the ikar yisod of the Pnei Yoshua, the din of aflah is an additional din, it's not me'etzim din yad, isn't a davar muskam. The Yabnei Miluim, Simon Chof Zayim, Sifkot Yud, brings the machlokas of the Moharival and the Maharit. If he says to a mishudeches, Harad Mekudeshes. In other words, they're supposed to be getting married. And he says Harad Mekudeshes, and he doesn't say Li. So, the Ma'arival, the Ma'arib ben Lev, holds that it's considered Yadayim Mochichos. And it's effective. The Ma'arit argues, and he holds that even with Meshudeches, saying Harad Mekudeshes without Li is Yadayim She'en Mochichos, no good. So it would appear together HaMachlekes Shelahem, that the Ma'arib ben Lev holds that we require yadayim mochichos mitzad aflah as an additional din to the din of yad, and because of that, it's effective even if you have a hoichocho that's not mitzad the yad itself, rather it's mitzad acher. Since, like in our case by mishudeches, there the hoichocho is not mitzad the loshon midin yad, but rather mitzad the matziv. Is a matziv here that they're supposed to be getting married. She's a mishudeches, and memela we say that a person is not going to leave a mitzvah that he has to do for himself. He's getting the girl for himself, and he's going to give her to his friend. Nah, it's not happening. So therefore you assume that it's for himself. And so since the din of haflah is an additional din to the din yad, even the hoichocho mitzad acher is going to be effective, since sof it's a hoichocho and the yad, and there's a brerus of haflah. So if you hold that haflah as an external din to the etzem din yad, so here also you can have an external proof the yad, and that's enough. Masha'enkein, the Ma'arit holds that the din of flaw is a gedir and a din in the gzeres hakosav of yadois, that we require a yad sheish bo haflaw, in other words, a yad mochiach. And since it's a din be'etzem hayad, the etzem hayad has to be mochiach, and therefore saying harayat mekudeshes is going to be no good, because the etzem hayad isn't mochiach, that it's intending it for himself. Maybe it's for his friend. Aye, she's mishudeches. So for who is she? Who is he marrying her off to? She's mishudeches to him. So the answer is we don't care, because it's part of the etzem din yad that there has to be a flaw. And here, as part of his etzem yad, there's no flaw. And then Meil the Ma'ari told us that it's no good. So according to this, the whole kashya of the Pnei Yoshua that we should learn from the darim to kedushin, the ikar din of yad, without the additional din of flaw, is only according to the sheet of the Ma'ari ben Lev, that the flaw is an additional din. It's an external din to the din of yad. It's not part and parcel of the din yad, but the shita samarit that the flaw is a hagdora be'etzem din yad, that we require a yad moichiach. There's no haschola to the kasha. The Pnei Yoshua doesn't even get off the ground that it's pasha that you can only learn a yad moichiach, because that's the etzem limud. That's etzem limud, the yad moichiach, not a yad, and then there's an additional din of moichiach. No, it's only a yad moichiach, and then it's pasha. Therefore, that by kedushin you also need a yad moichiach. But if you hold like the Ma'arib ben Lev, that the hafla is a separate din, it's an external din. So then you can say in a chinami that you can learn the etzem din yad from nedarim, and you're just not learning the hafla apart from nedarim, because that's an additional din by kedushin that's not necessary, as the Pnei Yoshua held in the kasha. And again, then in the Teretz, as we explain the Pnei Yoshua, he's learning that you can only learn from Nedarim a Yad that has Hafla, and a Mela by Kedushin is also going to be learned a Yad that has Hafla, and you can't expand it and say, what's interesting, Yad with Hafla, Yad without Hafla, Yad that is Mochich and Yad that's not Mochich? The answer is there's a big difference. Only when it comes to the Amma, the Kesef, that you can learn to an Isha, that there's no difference between two and one Pruta. There you can learn from Amma two Prutas, and then you buy Isha, you can say, okay, if two Prutas work, why should one Pruta work? But here, you can't say if a Yad Mochiach works and a Yad Sheinu Mochiach works. In the Meila, we're only going to learn a Yad Mochiach, and that's why the Gemara's Kasha was a good Kasha, that we ask from Nedorim, Nezirus, on Shmuel, who holds that Yadayim Sheinu Mochichus by Kedushin. Our Yadayim, you see that by Nazir that doesn't work. Okay, there's tons more to say, and we give ourselves a bracha that we should be chozer lishnais perek zeh. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, speedy.